Albatross Collins. And I'm Kitty Cat Chelsea Dara.
You always say something with a kitty cat. And I
no,
give you-
I don't. I yes, used to see your double dick.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
Dill pickle.
You never once said dill pickle.
I feel like play the tape back.
No.
Chelsea Dill Pickle Dara.
No, I'm busy. But I gave, no, the whole point why I did that was because I gave you a Taylor Swift reference.
Oh, what'd you say?
The Albatross.
Oh, I haven't I haven't given it its due time yet.
Okay.
Because when it came out, I was traveling and I literally respect Taylor Swift too much to listen first time in like a busy airport.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
It's been a week. So what have you been doing all week?
That's an interesting rebuttal. No, you're right. I guess I'm savoring it.
Share this footstool with me, will ya?
Oh, God.
Look at how cute now. Now we both have our feet together. Aww. Like we're at a slumber party.
But I love Who's Afraid of Little Old Me.
Who's afraid of little old me? Okay, we're getting demonetized. As if we're not already. I went to a listening party, and by listening party, I mean it was me and one other friend.
Okay.
On his couch.
That's, oh.
At 11 in the morning. He's gay. At 11 in the morning, Saturday. So it had been out for like a full 24 hours.
Wait, I start seething that you were hanging out with another gay guy?
I saw your eyes like looking towards the sky.
I went demonic. I went, who was it?
How many gays am I allowed to have?
No, I'm not being territorial. You can have as many. Honestly, if any gay men are listening, I just want to say I love you. I'm scared of you, but I love you.
You just did that thing that we talked about earlier. Remember?
Oh, contrary action. Yep. Yeah, Kelsey called me on this thing, and it's called contrary action.
Go on.
So you do the opposite of what your instinct is screaming at you to do.
So the example that I used was when I started this fake cake business and I showed Zach all my new trinkets, he looked at me and went, I love you. I'm just amazed by you. And I went, I feel like you're insulting me.
I know.
Even though you're complimenting me.
I was running it through all the filters, running it through 8 years of sobriety. And I was like, there's nothing for me on what I thought
to
say. Yeah. So I was like, let's go in the other direction.
Okay, fair. But shit, let me just say, I've been in a moody, gray place since Torture Poets Department came out.
Are you loving it?
On repeat every single day. And here's my thing. When I went to the listening party, I was like, oh, I don't think this is good. I don't like this. Oh, here's a good one. Oh, no, it sounds like the other one. This is really slow. So my initial take was like, I'm mad.
Oh.
Because it all sounds the same. I don't like this willowy. Meh. I wasn't a huge fan of Evermore.
Okay, folklore. Yeah. Well, folklore. There are some bangers on both, but I feel you. And like, I didn't revisit like Folklore and Evermore as much as I listened to like Midnights and
Correct.
Stuff.
Correct. So then I was like, well, I watched all these fucking TikToks about it. I was like, let me just give her a chance. And then I started playing her and I said, bitch, I fucking love it.
The lyrics are.
People keep saying like, it's an album for the fans.
Yes.
It's not for critics. And in a way, I think she was saying goodbye to this type of music. Like, this was her final nail in the coffin.
Sure, like, of, like, stream of consciousness.
Yes.
Deep, like, feelings.
Sorrowful.
Because there aren't really any, like, mind-numbing pop hits.
There's none.
Right.
No. Which... My favorite ones are the happy ones. And, like, the...
In general?
And the upbeat ones.
Oh, yeah. Got it.
But then there's some fucking bangers. And let me tell you, as I'm finishing writing my breakup book, I'm blasting that bitch. And I'm like, athlete, don't talk to me. Go away. And I just get in that sauce, dog, and I'm sad as shit.
Wait, we skimmed over as you're finishing your breakup book?
Yes!
Kelsey, that's incredible.
Of course, I think I'm close to done, and then like I'll go back and be like, I'm missing all of this stuff.
But that's great, but like...
We're rounding a corner.
A lot of it's...
Yeah.
You're over the hump, maybe?
Yeah, I'm not in edit, redraft.
But you're like filling close. It out.
Yeah.
I'm beef
curtaining.
That's so cool.
Yeah, what's up with you?
Well, speaking of Taylor Swift, I had an impromptu morning grinder date.
I can't wait for how this relates back to Taylor Swift.
Because in his bio was, anyone feel like falling in love for a fortnight? And I go, how are you liking the new album? Loving it. I was like, I haven't given her a proper listening. He's like, we could have a listening party.
Stop. The way you rolled your eyes at my gay listening party, and you had a gay listening party.
Well, mine had a purpose.
Which was?
Come. No, I actually didn't. At this point, we did not exchange nudes or anything, but we did set up that I would come over the next morning at 10 a.m. To listen to Taylor Swift and hang out. So I get there and he's like, oh my God, such weird timing. I'm getting out of the shower right now.
So
he answers
weird.
In a towel.
God, it's so unplanned.
And like you could see his like his dangling.
Outline?
Yeah, like pushing against. And I was like, it's kind of low down.
Stop.
Like, so like I think we're dealing 6'1",
ooh.
Cute 31.
Ooh.
And has his own apartment in the valley. Mm-hmm. Not that he owns, but he rents. But I'm about to take you on a roller coaster.
Go on.
Of ups and downs.
I'm ready. Let me try it.
The queen is here. The queen is here.
I thought we were on a Six Flags ride.
We are.
Okay. And I'm the queen?
No, I'm the queen.
No.
Okay, go on.
Okay, so walk in. It's a cute apartment, but there's nothing. There's a pride flag pinned to the wall. There's
sus.
You don't even understand. Two boxes with the laptop sitting on top of it. A couch and a chair that don't match in any world. An old faux Christmas tree where it's like,
Zachary, and you stayed.
Listen, I had seen the pee-pee outline and I was like, and it was a Taylor Swift thing. And I was like, I was curious still, but it was like, okay, it wasn't a tree.
You're
it
like,
was,
there's blood on the walls. Okay.
There's fingernails embedded in the floor. No, but the tree was a series of wrapped gifts. Do you know what I mean? Like gold and silver wrapped, like a modern Christmas tree where it's like, it's not a tree.
It's April.
And like, I can see there's clothes on the bed. But you don't understand. Okay, but it was clean. And it
did
smelled
you go,
nice.
Hey, man, what the fuck?
I go, how long have you lived here? He goes, a year. I know.
Oh, no.
I know. I know.
First of all.
I know.
We're not just skimming through this because, listen, there's something so fucking sus about a gay man having a pride flag hanging from his wall as if he's like, yep,
I'm gay.
No questions to ask here. Yep, not a new thing.
You're safe.
I love pee-pee. No other art? Don't worry about it. This is my art.
Those are designer cardboard boxes.
On my laptop stand. Okay.
So.
Go on.
But it's clean. It smells nice. Obviously, he's showered. Taylor Swift is on, so I do feel. His doormat says, I hope you like Taylor Swift.
Okay, cute.
So, but this is also where I'm like, I like Taylor Swift a healthy amount.
No, yeah,
people
that's
who like it more, it's, it gets a little unhealthy.
It's like, gets Disney adult.
Yes.
Oh, God. We just attacked two of the most.
Two of the most vicious listeners.
Yes. Walk it back. We love you.
I'm scared of Swifties. I'm not scared of Disney adults.
Yeah, I'd punch a Disney adult right in the fucking face.
Oh, a Disney adult? I'll fucking take your glasses and your retainer and like.
And your churro.
Yeah, fucking send you to your mom's house where you live. No.
Damn!
Okay. So, walk in. He's clean. He's showered. He's cute. He's nice. He looks like his pictures. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and I've
yeah,
seen,
yeah.
Again, I've seen the dick outline.
That's a big seller here.
So, he's been out of work. He's in production. That's where he got the faux tree. It was from an Amazon Christmas thing.
Okay.
And he's with a strike.
Okay.
He owns two houses in other states.
Oh, hot. That's your goal.
Do you understand?
You guys should have just seen what happened to Zach's body.
I go, oh. And he's like, yeah, I'm trying to sell one. It's in escargo or whatever.
Escargo?
Escrow. I was kind of being funny, but also kind of not finding the word.
I know.
It's an escrow. He's like, so if that foot comes through, I'll be good. But like, doesn't have a car right now. But his own. Okay. But his own apartment, right? Owns two houses in other places.
Yes.
Likes Taylor Swift.
Yes.
Dick outline.
Listen.
Do you understand where the math?
Yes.
Girl, I'm beyond girl math at this point.
Yes. You've brought in up many a point. So deliver us from evil.
I'm
Tell
trying.
Us. Break it to us. I need to know.
I have a couple more factors.
Oh, fuck me. You did say strap in for a roller coaster.
I go to the bathroom. Very clean bathroom.
Such a green flag.
I there's two doors to the bathroom. It's like a circular situation.
Is there a dead body in one?
Washer, dryer in unit.
Oh, I'm hired.
Big
hard
patio. He's above the garage. Big patio.
Wow.
With like a little view.
Okay.
Fucking nothing on it, Kelsey. It's just a big, you would freak out.
I would lose my mind at how much
he's
space.
Like, yeah, I kind of want to put like a projector and like get like a thing. Do it! Do it! But he's like, I might leave if work comes from someplace else. Blah,
okay,
blah, blah.
Okay. And also there's something hot to him being like, I'm so booked and busy with my other properties that I don't like have time to make a home.
Yeah, I'm sure. I know.
You must have been flaccid and hard at the same time.
Honey.
The way your balls must have been
cold. Sad at the same time, starring Casey Musgraves. So we listen to Taylor Swift. We have about 30 minutes left in the hang. I announce this. He's like, he kisses me. Great kisser.
Great.
We make out.
Kisser.
Great make out. I wrap my legs around his waist and he goes, God, I fucking love when, like, I love your legs wrap. Incredible. Take it to the bedroom. Big old dang-a-lang.
Dang.
That goes down. Gonzo nose.
You love a gonzo nose.
Well, you know what's so funny? I just don't have much experience with them, but I do because from the oral that giving position, it's the most suited for down the gullet.
Downward dog. Yeah, and you go. I love it. It's every podcast we get one. We get one of Zach. We always do. Demonetized.
But like, okay, so it's all great. He eats my booty.
There's no notes.
He's an oral top. Everything is great. He goes, he's like, where do you want to like come? And I was like, yeah, he comes on me. He like fingers me. I come on myself. It's like, Kelsey, it's like a beautiful
partnership.
It was wonderful.
Okay.
The kissing was, but Kelsey, you heard all the other things I said.
Hold on. When was this?
What do you mean?
When was it?
Yesterday.
Oh, okay. So we still have time. Oh, this person sounds awesome.
Did you hear the whole serial killer apartment? No car, no job.
Listen.
Those things are important.
Excuse me. He's a realtor. He's an investor in property. That is a job.
And he's 31.
Finally age appropriate.
I'm emotionally immature.
I know. Wow. Okay.
He was engaged at one point.
I need to see pics.
I'll show you.
Okay. That's exciting.
Anyway, but you see how I'm like a little flummoxed because it's like if we hang out, I'm probably going.
Dog, you can't have it all. You're being hella greedy right now.
Am I?
Yeah.
Or do I just know my worth?
No, you're spoiled because you like design and interiors and you're used to things like me having DIY moments all over the fucking floor. You just want the perfect package. That maybe this is something you could bring to his life. Is he boyf material?
Oh, I can't. I plead the fifth. Your Honor, she's leading the witness.
There's no, it's not a court.
Sustained.
Okay. Start yelling.
Anyway,
more legal
that's
terms
my
out.
Thing. But I will say I do want to see him again. The makeout and hookup was impeccable. And I'm
impeccable. Bye. Kill me.
We
kill
got
myself.
That clip.
Fuck you.
But yeah, that's my my biggest development.
I have a fun There it is.
Housekeeping.
This isn't really housekeeping, but our friend Sequoia
won the Webby.
You guys, she beat Oprah. She beat Black Panther podcast.
That's
she
wild.
She won the fucking Webby.
Black people like Paramore.
Yeah. I love to think that we had a tiny schmidgen to help. So if you guys went and voted for her, it paid off. So congrats to
That's interesting that you
Sequoia.
Make the win about you.
You know, white women, we love to. We love to be like, I did this.
That's so cool though. I saw that come up and I was like, damn.
Yeah. It was awesome.
I bet she was surprised.
I guess she was like, oh my God, it worked. We
That's
did
so
it.
Cool.
I had, remember how we have many a time talked about orgasm levels?
Yeah.
Five is not something that happens.
Five orgasms?
Level five.
Oh,
orgasms.
Oh. Is that the top?
That's the top. That's like with myself, me, myself, and I. Inside, mentally, physically, always aligned.
Whoa.
And then anytime I've had that like expulsatory, like out of this world sex,
yeah.
like tantric, crazy, breathworky shit, soulmate sex, I've had a level five. But I don't always, most of the time, I would say like 95% of the time, I don't hit level five orgasms with partners.
What level are we at?
I hit a level five with the athlete. I hit a fucking level five.
Walk us through it.
Okay. Sex. We had it.
What?
Can you
okay, demonetized, to borrow one of your words.
Okay, nothing. Here's the thing is like, I just think, oh, this is so true because I told him this last night. There's a level, and we also have our new social media producer, Tiana, in the room. Hi, TT.
I've been so good about not acknowledging her. Because once the seal's broken, it's going to be really hard to seal
stop.
It back up.
I'm sorry. She's one of my best friends. She runs the retreat with me. She's my yoga / yogurt teacher. She's incredible. She makes all the hilarious clips you guys have been seeing and social media posts and stories, et cetera, et cetera. And here's why I'm bringing you into this conversation, because I feel like I needed another vulva in the room. When you are having sex with someone, even if they're your partner of a very long time, is it just me, or is there like a conditioning of like a little bit of performative?
Definitely.
Right. Definitely. Like no questions asked. Is there like a built-in performative, like moaning, facial looks, like a little bit of maybe porn kind of like ingrained in you the wrong way?
I think everyone's touched by that, but I think women fall victim to it.
Yeah, like we are, even if it's someone that I have zero fucking like stakes, pressure, I'm still like, okay, but I want this to look like epic. I want it to feel and be
sure
like a little bit porn starry.
You also indulge in that and like maybe it's a fake it till you make it thing.
Yes,
or like let's give them some reason. Guys present a boner and they're like, I'm
ready.
You're doing it. Yeah. Honestly, you're hitting all your marks.
Yeah, and girls like, have girls to be like, kind of like,
how do I like?
And like the worst is when like you're actually horny and wet, but your tits aren't rock hard. Like, why aren't my nipples hard even though I'm horny?
Oh. God, I thought you meant the whole boob gets hard. I was like, learning this in real time.
Google it. Zach takes back his bisexuality card. Anyway, so I explained this to the athlete. I was like, he is chiseling away my performance. Like
he's like, don't lie to me.
And it's not even like, don't lie to me. It's just the comfortability is so easy. Like it's so not high stakes that I don't feel. What are you smiling for?
I'm happy.
Yeah. I said this in the other night for the first time and it like blew my mind. I was like, this is the most myself I've ever been during sex, and I'm 33 and I've had a lot of
sex.
Yeah,
you have.
But I am acting just like what I would be thinking in my head to this person and around this person.
You know what's making me smile? I was picturing you like doing work on your couch downstairs and him kind of coming over, taking the laptop away, pulling down your pants and like going down on you.
Zachary, that happened last night.
Yeah.
On the couch.
Yeah.
I was having a pain flare up and I was like doing stuff on my
phone.
And
he's just like nonverbal.
Like, yeah. He was like, can I just do this while you work in your little cozy cocoon? I had a heated blanket wrapped around me.
And your laptop bouncing on his head.
Yes! And I was just like, what did I do? But like even I deserve it, right? I know I do.
Yeah, I paid my
fucking dues, dog. But also like even in my 5-year relationship, I was as comfortable as someone could be with another human being. I've seen the inside of your butthole. You have seen every inch, nook, cranny, crevice of me.
Yeah.
But I still had that little bit of little performative, little arch to the back.
Interesting.
Oh, make sure the face looked with athlete bitch on the couch last night. My head was crooked to the side.
Sure.
My eyes were closed and rolled back. And I went, that's the first time I've never thought about my face.
You're just in your body.
I was just in my motherfucking body.
That's very cool.
It's very cool.
Well, do you think this is, though, a mix of A, you're more mature.
Yes. That's it.
B.
Full stop.
Okay. Well, also, I was going to say, like, be the partner.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
And see where you're at with the partner. Do you think there was, like...
I thought about that. Of
okay.
Like,
because it's new-ish.
Ish. We're, like, 7 months in. Yeah. But, like, also...
That's great timing, though.
I mean, like I said, the sex life has not been what it normally is because we both were injured. Like, he had a physical injury and I had another injury. The sex hasn't been what it normally is because of our injuries. So, like, it's not like we've been doing it and getting really comfortable with each other. Like, of course, we've found alternative ways to have penetration and et cetera. But like, I think it's genuinely like age, which pisses me off that I went my whole 20s and some of my 30s
That's
just being dumb, dumb,
thing, though.
Performative.
But, and I hate to tell you this, when you make it to your 40s, you're going to have another one of these.
My parents, who are in their 70s, they're having the best sex of their lives now.
Wow.
My mom always says, like, you couldn't pay me to go backwards in time. Every single day gets better and better.
My mom did say her 50s were, like, incredible.
Yeah. Which excites me.
Yeah. It's great.
When we come back from this break, we're going to talk about the worst things our exes ever did, and we still stayed with them.
The weather is getting warmer, so it is time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now that I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from 30 doll hairs, washable silk tops, timeless 14 karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
I can confirm this. I'm actually wearing Quince pants right now.
You are.
They are so, they're loose, they're breezy. These babies have a button, a fly, drawstring, and elastic in the band. So I can, like, I can dress them up, I can dress them down.
Yes.
They're the perfect pant for summer, and I'm really comfortable as hell in them.
Honestly, I am wearing the Quince 14 karat gold earring loop right now.
Oh my God.
I know. I think it's so cute. It does not tarnish. It is so comfy, and I have sensitive ears, so I'm really loving this for my body. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Kelsey for free shipping on your order and 365 day returns. That's quince.com/Kelsey to get free shipping and 365 day returns. Quince.com/Kelsey. Are you looking to cut back on alcohol this year? You are talking to two sober Sallys. You know Zach and I love to drink Recess Zero Proof craft mocktails because it's a guilt-free way to unwind. It has 0% alcohol, made with real fruit, only 25 calories or less, and it is sweetened with agave because y'all know I got that sugar addiction. It has incredible flavors. One of my favorites is the grapefruit Paloma. The Paloma is actually one of the last drinks I was drinking when I was drinking alcohol. So this is like a nice little nostalgia moment, and it still feels really fun in my hand. And there's no reason we should be missing out on the partying either. It's such a good replacement for alcohol, a great drink for having in between alcoholic drinks, unwinding at home, at dinner parties, chilling on the couch. It is endless. Get 15% off Recess mocktails now at takearecess.com/Kelsey so you can enjoy your favorite cocktails without the consequences.
Oh, wow, that was beautiful. Before we get into that fun game, can I tell you a thought that I had?
I can't wait.
Dude, I hope you didn't read this in the shared note because what is Lamb?
Love, Angel, Music, Baby. Oh my God. No, wait. I did skim this in the notes. Kelsey didn't know that Lamb was its own animal.
I thought Lamb was beef.
Kelsey, that's insane for you to A, think, B, write down, and C, bring to the listeners.
Listen, I didn't know beef. I thought beef was an all-encompassing.
Beef is a cow.
Yes, I agree, but I thought it was also...
it's not an agreement thing.
But here's what I wrote down. Beef is any brown meat. That's not
So that's where
chicken.
You went wrong?
And seafood is white meat that's not chicken.
I think you're thinking red meat.
No. Anything that's brown that's not chicken.
Okay, please list them.
Is beef.
So
lamb. Carne asada.
True.
Hog.
No.
Bison is beef.
Hog is famously the other white meat.
Nope. Any brown meat that's not chicken is beef. And any white meat that's not chicken is seafood.
You sound beyond dumb.
Like the beef?
That would be your brand. Beyond dumb.
I can't believe. I didn't know this.
How did this happen to you?
It was real embarrassing. I was hanging out with two new friends that I think are really fucking cool and like young and like just wit. And I want to be, they're Australian and they're just fucking cool and vibey. And they made dinner for us and they gave us lamb. And I said, can you pass the beef? And they were like, it's lamb. And I said, I know the beef. And they said, it's lamb. And I said, the beef.
It's beef.
Pass the beef.
Wait, that's wild.
Dog.
And, like, I can't support you. Mm. I can't even come close to supporting you.
I just, I'm upset.
We're all upset.
Yeah, it was just, like, the colors really threw me off. Colors hard for me. Big brain. Wow. Big thought. Little head. I hope I don't ever get a real job because someone's going to be, like, pulling this clip up and be like, this is who you hired.
This is who you hired. No. I'm sure people have mistaken meats for different things.
Shut up. Stop trying to make me feel better.
I just think it's beef. And you were just like, yeah, not chicken, not seafood. It's beef. Uh-huh. Okay. Like, honestly, like, I'm kind of getting it a little bit more think about it.
Yeah. Like, what's shawarma? Beef.
Well, it depends on what type. Shawarma is, I think, a way that you cook it.
It's brown.
Like, chicken shawarma.
It's not chicken.
But
it's
chicken
beef.
Shawarma is a thing.
Is it brown?
With seasoning, maybe.
It's a beef.
Brown chicken is actually beef.
Anything that's white meat that's not chicken is seafood. And anything that's brown meat that's not chicken.
You've said it literally four times now, and it's not helping.
It feels like a clue in an escape room where if you keep talking it out loud, you think someone else in the room is gonna be like, yes, unlock.
Something's going to click.
A key's going to fall from the sky.
Wait, this is so not the game either, but it's something I wrote down and I just remembered. When I'm dictator, again, if not when, the next group of people who should fear for their life, everyone else is chill, but this group of people, catfish.
The beef.
The brown beef swimming food.
People that catfish or the
people
food?
People who catfish.
Go on.
You're wasting my time. You're wasting your time. You are flirting with being dangerous.
Uh-huh.
And if and when we catch you,
you're
executed.
Killing you. They made a whole show about this because you just are like, why do people, I don't understand it. It's the same way that I don't understand why people have time to troll, why people have time to do mean things to other people. I just don't. Where do you get the time?
Well, I got catfished in Vegas in person.
What?
Yeah.
Hold on. To save the fucking story for 30 fucking minutes in.
Bury the lead. Hey, you gotta
work it out of you?
Yeah.
Okay.
You gotta edge me.
Okay, no thanks.
With stories.
Go on.
Edge me. Beef me.
Beef me.
Okay, so I'm in Vegas. I have this gorgeous hotel room.
Yeah.
I want to use it.
Where were you staying?
The Wynn.
Nice. Yeah. I love the Wynn.
I was opening for Taylor Tomlinson. They put us up in these swanky ass like Hell little yeah. rooms. Well, actually, she was in the better. She was, I think, in the Encore. Mm-hmm. Are they connected mm-hmm. though? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Anyway, so Headless Torso hits me up. Uh-huh. He wants a beach.
So just for those who didn't
hear
that.
Oh, sorry. This is like a lot
headless
of.
Headless torso. Just means in their photos on Grindr, it's just.
A torso.
The body.
It's a shirtless chest
and tummy.
You flew
through that.
I know. I guess I thought that people listening weren't homophobic and were allies.
The way you just wrecked our audience. Rude.
I love you guys. And I feel like a lot of you weigh in mm-hmm. if you knew what a headless torso was.
Okay, put that on
Ichabod
the
Crane.
Tiana, put
who
that on the story.
Who knows what
this week?
A headless torso means? So yeah, on Grindr, DL guys or gay guys who are ashamed of themselves or don't want coworkers to know that they're trolling for D might do a headless torso. Yeah. So this guy has a nice torso. It's shiny, it's smooth, pecs, and like maybe a 4-pack, mm-hmm. not a 6-pack, but 4-pack. And I asked for a face picture. We're both singing the wind. I asked for a face picture. I can't. I'm a pro golfer. But I'm good looking, 8-inch D.
Wow.
I don't disappoint. And I'm like,
wow,
I like this confidence.
Pro athlete yourself.
So, yes, thankfully. Oh, and I said, is there any reason you don't have your age listed? Because you can't age. I list my age, blah, blah, blah. I list as much as possible.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to get to.
I know.
This is why I hate catfish. The truth's coming out, honey.
You're pro.
So he goes, 36. Just didn't realize it wasn't up there. I go, okay. This all kind of checks out.
Very trusting for Vegas crowd.
DL just wants a beach. That I love this like concept. You need a key card to get up to my room. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I go he was like, do you want to meet in the casino?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Does he live in Vegas?
No, he's staying in the same hotel.
Oh, okay, cool.
Okay, we're going to meet at this casino bar. He goes, I'm in a sport coat and jeans.
Okay, golf pro.
I know. When I tell you I looked past this man about four times.
Shut.
36. He was in his early 60s.
No!
Not really, but like truly pushing 50.
No. Truly.
Pot belly. Like, you know those cartoons with the skinny legs and then they have like a belly?
Cartoonish. Yeah. Yeah. Like pregnant.
Belly. No, like almost no hair. And I go, oh, hi. And he goes, hey. And I was like, oh, it's not a match. And he's like, oh, okay, okay, okay. And I just walked away.
Hold on. You said to his face, not a match.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I go, oh, it's not a match. In a way that said, like, you should be ashamed of yourself. He wasn't 36. Are we dividing our age in half now? Okay, I'm 18.
Do you have his name?
No. No. Why would I ever?
I need to know who this man is.
I'm to believe that none of what he said was true.
Do you think he was a straight man?
That's the vibe I got.
That he's trying to get some, and like the only way he could do it is he's like, I know I gotta say these certain things to get a gay guy to.
But then what? He's going to like hope that I have low self esteem when I meet?
Bad eyes.
Oh, Kelsey, it was, yeah, but I went, oh, it's not a match.
You didn't say anything else.
No, I go, hey, it's not a match. And I like turned around and he goes, oh, okay, okay. And I walked away. And he was actually walking behind me for a second, which scared me a little bit because I was like, have I been tagged in some way? Is this part one of the plan?
Yeah.
But it wasn't. And I got up to my room and I was just like, what a waste
of your 7 minutes
time.
You went all the way downstairs, well, all the way back upstairs.
This is not this is like an hour's worth of like messaging,
uh-huh.
You know, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, so catfish. So far we have people who talk in movie theaters and catfish.
Mm-hmm.
Should fear for their lives.
My favorite part, you guys, audience, don't get to see this, but our Riverside, the system we record in, has this new AI tool feature where it gives you show notes. So it's like, here's what you talked about in your show, and you can use this for like the description of your podcast if you want to. Last week's was like a whole segment was talking about
elder millennial attacks teenagers.
Literally like how to punish people. Good to know the robots are on our side.
Whoopsie.
You know, they heard and they got the tone. They got everything.
That's wild.
Also, I just want to take this moment to plug that I went, 31 minutes of the podcast without once mentioning that I now put my fake cakes hung up on the wall above me. In this frame on youtube.com/KelseyJarrett, you can see two of my fake cakes hung on the wall.
So what the people want to know is, are those for sale?
This one, the red one is.
But not the...
Not the pink one. That's the first one I ever made, so I want to keep it. This one, which is just off to the screen, big boy, big purple boys for sale. And now we have a mirror, which...
Oh, it's a gummy bear mirror.
And it's right next to us for decor, and this one is also for sale.
And it says frosting. Cute?
It says cute. Isn't that cute?
Have you ever considered putting dark phrases?
Oh, exclusively.
Like, don't KYS.
I want to start making more like queer ones, so I'll hit you up for those.
Yeah, send hole.
Yeah, like my first one said drugs.
It's great.
Put your drugs.
Great,
in there.
Great, great.
So stuff like that. If you have an idea of what you want me to make you, hit me up, girl.
And those are at KelseyDara.com.
Yeah, I think I might actually make it its own website, Caked Up by Kelsey, just because.
Caked up.
Yeah,
that's cute.
Like a butt.
That's really
she's
cute.
Caked up.
Have you made a butt yet?
No. What would I...
You could make one. One of those would look like a peach really easily, I bet.
Oh, I like that. But like what, a frosted peach? A caked peach?
I don't know.
You didn't think that one through.
Maybe like a peach with like sparkly jizz. on it. Like blah, blah, blah.
I like that. Like frosted.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, maybe I should make like a cum cover. All right, we've gone too far. Let's play our game, Zach.
Oh, yeah, I'm trying to think of these.
You didn't write any?
Kelsey, I think I told you how I feel about preparing in any way.
You said, oh, should we do it as a TikTok too? And I was like, brilliant. I love that. You need a fucking come prepared.
I bet I'll still have good ones.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to play the game. This is a trend on TikTok right now where we tell each other with a straight face things that our exes did and we still stayed with them. So we go back and forth telling each other things that were not great things that our exes did. And then that we stayed with them and then we trade back and forth. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
You want me to go first?
I can go first.
Okay.
Said that movies made.
No, you guys say. No, yeah, okay. My ex. Yeah, and then.
Said that.
I'm thinking about cutting it up for TikTok.
My ex told me that movies made in the 90s gave him a headache and I still stayed.
What does he mean? Huh. My ex, he wrote me a lot of poems about God.
Not great. Not great.
A lot.
Was that during a break of some sort?
No. Just for fun, he would write me a lot of poems about God.
My ex had MRSA, and I still stayed.
Damn.
So the highly contagious bacterial infection.
Yeah, like people be dying off that
shit.
People
be dying.
My ex, he asked me to seriously consider writing a comedy web series about three cats for him that were roommates. And the only defining detail he had about the comedy was that the cats should be named Romare, Robert, and Lenny.
How much longer did you stay? Was that the beginning? Was that the first date?
He broke up with me, too.
No! No. My ex was a 20-year-old. No, that sounds shameful.
Well, is it?
My ex was 20 years old and I stayed. That's a mental illness if I've ever had one.
My ex punched a hole through my door to unlock the door I was locked inside of because I was scared of him, and he threw a glass plate against the wall at my best friend, who then cut her foot on the glass and bled all over our kitchen floor, and I still stayed with him.
Oh, that was like a police report halfway through.
Yeah.
I don't know if I have any other ones.
All right, I'll keep going. Don't worry. He took a credit card out for another girl.
What's that even mean? Like, opened a credit card for another girl? What was the story? Oh, wait, I know this one. Yeah, that was bad. But I could list about 18 of them for this person.
Yeah. He told me that he thinks he's hotter than me.
Bold. That's a bold. And what was the, like, what was the situation?
In bed.
Ew! Yeah. Like, he jizzed on your face and he's like, God, I'm so much hotter than you.
No, it was like, man, don't you think we match? Like, we're both pretty good looking folks, right? Like,
yeah,
I think we're on each other's level.
Okay.
And he would be like,
not bad so far.
Like, I'm like pretty good looking. And he said I'd be that? Like, yeah. And I'd be like, yeah, but like, I think we're on the same level. Like, if someone's winning here, I don't think it's like anyone's winning.
Yeah.
And he was like, I'm pretty like good looking.
Ew.
Yeah.
That is so telling.
Yeah.
That's so telling.
My ex did stand up comedy for a living.
Run. Mm-hmm. Run.
Mm-hmm.
Stand up comedians famously don't get sponsored by Celsius.
That wasn't part of the game. That was just
just me being your passive aggressive.
My ex.
Oh my God.
Sang earnestly with his eyes closed to country songs.
That's the worst one.
And I stayed with him.
Even worse than the one who tried to kill your friend with the glass. that singing anytime. Okay. The concept of a man singing like to me or for me literally makes me want to
KYS.
K his S, K my S.
K all the S's.
Yeah. Mm. It's not good.
Yeah. I'm not even like close to being done.
Really? But you've had a lot more like guys do things like once on like date three and I'm like, bye.
Yeah. Like, not even date three, bitch. That was liberal. You were giving yourself a lot of credit there.
Date half.
Yeah. No.
I'm so good at seeing even the slightest pink flag and I go, nope.
How about this? He dipped.
Ew.
Yeah.
I think you meant like dipped, like what? Like dipped out. Like,
no. Like he used dip.
Was that high school?
Yeah.
Ew. Yucky.
Gross, right?
What was that like? Did he have a bottle that he spit in the car?
Of course.
Did you ever drink it?
No. Okay. What a psychopath.
Well, don't shame
killer.
Our dip drinkers.
All right. Fuck all the way off. He got mad at me when I got mad at him for hanging out with this one girl that he cheated on me with all the time. And I asked him not to hang out with her anymore. And then he lied and said he wasn't hanging out with her, but I literally had a friend that was at the same party and was like, I'm looking at both of them in the same room and they're both here and they're both hanging out. And then he blamed it on me saying that it's because I moved to New York City to follow my dreams. And I stayed with him.
Stayed, yeah. That's, I'm on his side. Ah! I'm kidding. But that's really bad. Is this game designed to make you feel bad about yourself?
I think it's supposed to just be eye-opening. Like, damn, bitch.
Well, yeah, hindsight is fucking crystal LASIK clear.
I feel like the worst one, though, was Sir, the most recent one. Because here's how I know it's the worst one. And it's because I had no idea that this was happening behind my back. Anytime I delivered the news that I was no longer with Sir to someone, they would go, God, he sucked.
Yeah.
They would go, God, he was annoying.
He was.
God, that didn't make sense.
We all came together, hands across America style, to be like, look for what Kelsey sees in him.
Wow, I wish y'all would have fucking hit me in the head with some sense.
No, your happiness is very important to your friends.
Nah, that's what Lexapro's for, bitch.
I thank God. Mm. Lexapro is the biggest dick in town.
Amen. Let's write, put that on merch. Y'all, come buy my deco pen at Kelsey Darrow.
It's so Thursday, May 2nd, Dynasty Typewriter, Netflix's Joke Fest, After Hours Live. Miss Pat is a confirmed contestant, and she's a wildly successful comedian, and she'll be so fun.
Can't wait. I'll see you bitches there.